This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll enjoy the features there completely free. That's the way a good talk show website should be, so that's the way we made ours. freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And more Michelle. You were just here on Friday.
I know, twice in 1 week. What a bonus.
Yep. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Again, 800-259-9231. Much to discuss here tonight. We'll start out with the news out of Detroit, where things have just not been very good for a while. I'm not sure when exactly it started going downhill for Detroit, but it wasn't just recently. It's kind of been going downhill for a while there.
Indeed.
And, of course, with the economic downturn over the past few years, it's gotten much worse. We reported not too long ago, maybe about a year back, I would guess, about the $1 houses.
The $1 houses. Don't forget the $600,000 sale of the football stadium.
Some sort of dome of some sort. One of those dome-like stadiums.
I think it was the old Detroit Lions dome. Was
yeah.
For $600,000 at the
Nothing.
Time. I mean, it's been a couple of years, but at the time I'm like, you know, that house, the house that's $600,000 is like almost in my price range. I mean, you know, it's just crazy.
$600,000 for like a Superdome kind of place. Yeah, so there's that. There's the $1 houses because people want out. They're gone. It's not just that they want out. They are out. And there's just so much on the market. And, of course, nobody's moving in. Everybody's moving out. So it's a buyer's market. And the people want to sell them for a dollar simply because they can't afford to pay the property taxes.
Isn't that a shame?
Oh, they're not paying the property taxes. I mean, they're just letting it go, essentially. And it's been, you know, they wait the 3 years or whatever, hoping somebody will take it over for them. But
well, the house has been stripped. I remember reading about the people will come in and strip it of its copper piping and strip it of the kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. And really, all you end up getting for a dollar is a shell.
The foundation and the shell. Do you remember the video that went around a year or two ago about the woman who was the sole resident on the street?
This is Detroit?
Yes. She had grown up there, and then she got married and ended up buying the house across the street. And I guess that was pretty common in that community. You stayed within the residential area that you grew up. And she has bars on her windows and her doors, and she has, you know, multiple locks and a chain link fence around her home. And
it's a battle zone.
Yes.
You know, Detroit is...
But she couldn't afford to leave.
Well,
I mean, here's the thing, you know, she couldn't financially afford to go anywhere, so she was just staying.
If your house is worth a buck, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Detroit is a good example.
No, I'd say go anywhere else. I mean, how can you afford to stay in a place like that?
Well, if she had some kind of business, you know.
Right, she's living on a fixed income. She's retired. She's like 68 years old or something, and it's terrible.
Yeah, she just felt like she had no place to go. Detroit's a good example of how city government drives a municipality into the ground. Detroit was a big city, offered lots of municipal services. Those cost lots of money, not because they were great services, but because governments tend to overpay, and the larger the government, the more they overpay. And Detroit, being a metro, a huge, big city, is going to overpay on a lot. You know, the Big Dig in Boston's a good example. I don't know specifically that, you know, many of the things that go on in Detroit, these boondoggles and that kind of thing. But, you know, they've basically run themselves into the ground to the point that they're trying to squeeze all their residents. Their residents leave because the jobs have gone elsewhere. I wouldn't discount the phenomena that people are moving south. You know, air conditioning's become cheaper than heating, and people are moving more towards the south. They're like, why am I don't have to shovel sunshine. Yeah, it's hot in Florida, but I don't have to shovel the sunshine off the pavement. And, you know, so they're picking up and going. But, you know, these municipal governments drive them out to some extent, too. I think there's many factors.
What about the money that was sent and given to the Big Five, the Big Three, the big whatever, you know, the car industry?
Oh, they're probably doing fine. But one industry is not the lifeblood necessarily of a city as big as Detroit.
Well, Detroit was, I mean,
it is known for its automotive industry,
right?
But still, you can't survive on... I mean, a city that big is not going to be able to survive.
I think most people live outside of the city of Detroit. I think they live in other areas. You know, that's just my understanding. They're selling houses for a buck. That's all you need to know.
Right. If the auto industry could save Detroit, it'd be saved by now. And they're not. And I agree with Mark that certainly the government is probably the biggest culprit here. Because everybody's experiencing tough times due to the economic downturn. I mean, everybody's using the dollar for the most part, and that's bad. You know, it's certainly not a good store of value, and that's hurting everybody. But some places are being harmed more than others, and some places have bigger and more intrusive government than others do. And now there's news out of Global Economic Analysis, blogspot.com, where Detroit has been bankrupt for years and simply refuses to admit it. Their schools are bankrupt as well. A mere 25% of students graduate from high school in Detroit. Yet,
25% of students graduate from high school in Detroit.
And how many of those can even read or write?
Yeah.
That's another good question.
What you often hear is it's about 20% of students that graduate from public school graduate functionally illiterate. In some places, it's as high as 40. I can only guess that Detroit's probably one of those places, but I'd give them 20%, which means that what, I don't know, 18% of the population that graduates
they can't fill out a job application for McDonald's?
Yeah, that's nuts.
McDonald's is probably selling its locations in Detroit, too.
Apparently, in spite of hints and threats from mayors and budget commissions, and in spite of common sense talk of bankruptcy, Detroit has not pulled the bankruptcy trigger in a futile attempt to stave off the inevitable one last time. Mayor Bing's latest plan is to cut off city services, including road repairs, police patrols, streetlights, and garbage collection in approximately 20% of Detroit. And actually, here's a better piece from the Wall Street Journal. They link to it here. More than 20% of Detroit's 139 square miles, it's pretty big, could go without key municipal services under a new plan being developed for the city, with as few as seven neighborhoods seen as meriting the city's full resources. Now, I wonder what it would be that would make them decide which neighborhoods would merit the city's resources. Isn't this like a deal? Aren't we supposed to get these services equally? I mean, the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, all except for that other 20% over there? I mean, what criteria are they using to make these decisions? Those details outline...
I think we all know the answer is that the neighborhoods the politicians think should get the...
Where the politicians live.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
It's not the hood, most likely.
You know, I found that many municipal workers choose not to live in their neighborhoods, especially police officers, not to live in the towns that they service.
I find this to be
a real problem. I think that, you know, if you're... It seems to me, and I don't know exactly why I think this, but it seems to me if a worker is going to work for the municipality, that they should live in the municipality.
And have to pay the taxes that everybody else has to pay.
And have to live with the services that get provided there. Mm. I mean, if you're going to be a municipal worker and you don't have to live with the kind of work that you dish out, I find that very disturbing.
So those details are being outlined by Detroit planning officials this week. Offer the clearest picture yet of how Mayor Dave Bing intends to execute what's become his signature program, reconfiguring Detroit to reflect its declining population and fiscal health. Yet the blueprint still leaves large legal and financial questions unresolved. Until now, the mayor and his staff have spoken mostly in generalities about the problem, stressing the need for community input and pledging to a skeptical public that no resident would be forced to move. But the approach discussed by city officials would have that effect, or could have that effect. Bing's staff wants to concentrate Detroit's remaining population, expected to be less than 900,000 after this year's census count, and limited local, state, and federal dollars in the most viable swaths of the city.
Did he say he wants to concentrate the population in the most viable swaths of the city?
Does sound like he said that, doesn't it?
He's trying to encourage people to pick up and move from their $1 house to another $1 house?
Are we going to call it the ghetto?
That's so weird. I mean, really?
A cyclone fence around it?
He's here. We're going to encourage you to move by stopping collecting your garbage and
no water.
Other services. You won't be able to get police protection out here.
The roads. I mean, your road. I mean, this is up north. They're going to have frost teams.
All right, more coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about a dying city in moments. Detroit, the latest on what's happening there. This is Free Talk Live. You live there? Maybe you've got a comment. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
18 years ago, the CBS show 60 Minutes first examined the so-called French paradox, which suggested that the French, despite a high-fat diet and high consumption of wine, had a remarkably low incidence of heart disease compared with Americans. And a few years later, even the federal dietary guidelines said that moderate consumption of red wine can be beneficial. That special something in red wine is called resveratrol. It turns out that resveratrol supports overall cardiovascular health. Plants protect themselves from pests and other harmful elements with weapons like phytoalexins. So when you consume resveratrol, you're taking in those powerful phytoalexins to fend off fungi and bacteria. This oh-so-powerful compound is now available in an amazing-tasting juice product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from a company called Genesis Today. This juice will keep you looking and feeling great and your body performing great.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and SuperTarget locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. So enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. You'll find that the Shrine of Female Listeners are there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you are a lady listener, you can go there and get the details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI, a full-orbed approach to account recovery. They've got it. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, and they record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue, we're going to tell you more about Detroit and what's happening there as the city government planners, the know-it-all planners that brought you the downfall of the city, will attempt to try to save the city, which, of course, is not going to work because, well, centralized control and decision-making tends to be very poor, and then if you combine that with aggressive force, you end up getting all kinds of unintended consequences. So we'll dig a little further into what their plans are. But first, let's talk to Noel, listening in Ohio to WCER in Canton. Hello, Noel.
Hi, I've been listening to you guys for a while. Some of the smartest stuff on radio, I must admit.
Wow, thanks.
I work with a guy, an older fella, who met a woman, moved in with her, and he owned the house, and he was trying to sell it, and somebody went in and took all the copper. Not only just copper, but wiring and electrical stuff. It was unreal, and now the house is basically unsellable.
Wow.
and... considering
where was this? Was this in Canton? I'm sorry, I missed where you said this was.
Oh, in Massillon,
is that Ohio?
It's like, yeah. Okay. It's maybe like 5 miles away from Canton. It's still a big city, though. Talking about Detroit, how they want to shut down 20% of the city, right?
That's right.
No trash, no. Well, I'm a big Trekkie, and I remember an episode of Deep Space Nine, where they ended up going back in time to San Francisco, and they had these precincts, these sanctuary areas, where they would put that there was no trash, no water. It was old, rundown buildings, and they would basically put all the homeless people and lower class citizens there to literally get them out of sight, so that the middle class and the higher ups would continue living on without actually having to look at all these people and this horror. And it just seems to me like this could be one step away from something like that happening.
Yeah, sounds like it. It makes you wonder if there are any upper-income people still left in Detroit.
Well, yeah.
There's got to be an enclave in there somewhere.
There must be, somewhere.
Well, that or they're just trying to shut down the city so they can film a new RoboCop and not have to build sets.
I have heard they're going to reboot RoboCop. So it's entirely possible.
So with this house from your friend who's in Maslin, or was a Maslin or whatever, when they took the copper and the wire and the stuff out of it, I mean, obviously it devalued the home a great deal. But is it entirely unsaleable? Can he just not sell it for anything, or he just can't sell it for enough to get his money back out, so he'd have to reinvest?
It's not even that. He had a hard time selling it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so then this happened, and it just compounded. Now he's got this house that is devalued, and he can't sell, and he's stuck with it. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing
tough
a lot
scenario.
Of that, though.
It's so sad. Mm-hmm. Even if he reduced it to real, real cheap, he probably would be able to get rid of it, but... I mean, if he reduced it to a dollar, would he be able to sell it?
I was going to suggest that to him, but I don't know if that's fine.
Well, at some point, if it's costing you too much to keep it, and you're still paying these property taxes, you just have to let it go, right? I mean, otherwise, you're just paying money into the city for what purpose? What's the purpose? The point of property taxes is to extract money from people and keep them in your little system. But if you don't have any property that's actually creating value for you, why on earth would you want to continue paying property taxes for it? I mean, you're like paying rent on a property that you're not occupying.
It brings home that very fact that you don't own the property. In fact, the city owns the property, or the municipality owns the property, whatever it is, and you just pay taxes to them.
At that point, just let them take it. I mean,
right,
then it's theirs.
There's going to be such a rebellion by people who are going to be sick and tired of having to subsidize these, worse than low rent areas. And And I wouldn't want to be living in one of those areas where I'm sure violence will ensue.
Well, I imagine there's already violence there, and there are already areas in big cities where the police won't even go. But nonetheless, it kind of brings me to the next question of, well, what will this end up looking like? I mean, if the government really does start neglecting these areas, what will happen out there?
There's also squatters,
I would imagine that if it would seem it's one of the things I thought about is
will it become a free market utopia?
Will people?
Yeah.
No, it won't. Is that people that don't have money for houses might just go there and live in one of these? It'll keep the rain off. It may not have electricity and plumbing and all these other things, but it will on the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It'll take care of one area, and it makes you wonder. I don't know that Detroit would be the place that I would want to go because it's cold too. If you're homeless, you can't afford to heat the house.
No, but wouldn't it be nice if the government abstained from that area and people did go in and start homesteading it and everything?
It would have to be the people that are going in for the right reasons, right?
I mean, sure.
Right. So, I mean, you want, when you have the free market, you want people who understand what the market is and understand what freedom is to create that community. If you've just got people that are homeless and looking for a place to stay and are willing to shank their neighbors for, crack rock, then, you're not going to have a real wholesome community. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Noah. Let's talk to Adam in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of the show with Mark.
Hello?
Adam, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
I hear about Detroit having cutting off services to 20% of the cities. You know, it's kind of shocking. I never heard anything like that coming out of American news before. It reminds me of Greek austerity measures and things they're trying to impose in other countries that are in trouble with the IMF. It sounded a lot like how a ghetto could begin, like they would be setting up ghettos in Detroit or something very slowly.
I would imagine ghettos already exist in Detroit.
Are you referring to ghettos like the
German style ghetto?
Yes, that's what I said earlier. That's what I meant. Exactly. Yes, that's what I... Right.
Concentration camps.
Yes.
I think it's probably...
And then we have the cyclone fence,
And who would you be suggesting would be setting that up? The federal government or the city of Detroit?
Well, more likely a think tank would be behind that kind of a measure involved with city politics, state politics, and federal politics. But Detroit is a very a planning city for the kind of a Fabian socialist movement. I mean, it was supposed to be a very, very, very wealthy American center, the exact polar opposite of what it was today. It sat millions and millions and millions of dollars back in the early centuries, the 1900s and onward, were pumped into Detroit in an effort to show that it could be a model for the socialist movement, which I think you guys probably would have heard about.
It's an interesting suggestion, Adam, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. A scary one, but interesting nonetheless. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of your airwaves. More on Detroit, and if you've got some observations, you're certainly welcome to share them or bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the
pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. You'll find features like our news updates. You get over there, sign up. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. You can take us in whatever way you want it. news.freetalklive.com. And you can also join us at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's going to be happening in late February, the 24th through the 27th. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information. Of course, Mark and myself and Michelle, we all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And one of the things that they do every single year is they have a little convention. And actually, I guess little isn't the right word for it. There are hundreds of people that attend this convention. It's one of the most well-attended liberty conventions out there, I think, in the world today. And you can join us. We're going to be there broadcasting live. There are going to be big-name people there like Naomi Wolf. She is a well-known, kind of internationally known author. I think she's a journalist. I don't really know exactly what she does. I just know she's written some really great pieces that are very pro-liberty. She remembered the, I think it was like the 10 signs that were on the road to fascism. She wrote that. That was very good. And so she'll be one of the keynote speakers there. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, outspoken anti-drug war advocate, drug freedom advocate.
He's going to be here on the state shortly, too.
Is he? I didn't know that.
January.
So, yeah, he's going to be there. Jordan Page, who apparently is a musical artist of some renown, and a bunch of other folks that are already on the speakers list. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Registration is open now, and you can get take advantage of the early bird pricing that is available. It is an absolute blast. Michelle, you were there last year at the Liberty Forum. Was it your first time?
It was my first time. That's when I got my first hug from Ian.
Oh.
I know. It was so exciting. You were, like, terrified. But yeah, you've been a good hugger since. And that is, you know, one of the things that I discovered there is, like, these are some loving people. And it's so awesome to be, it was so awesome for me to be surrounded by people who are like-minded. I'd spent, you know, basically 30 years kind of in an island, philosophically. And that's a pretty lonely place to be when you're the only one that thinks the way I do, and I found at Liberty Forum that I was certainly not alone.
No, hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the same hotel right in the dead of winter in New Hampshire. And it is a great time. I highly recommend it. Mark, you've been there now, what, 4 years, something like that? I'm losing track. It's been a while now.
All of them.
It's been a lot of fun so far, and so we're looking forward to seeing you there. And, of course, as more speakers are announced, we'll bring you the information here. But it's already rounding out to be a great event, as it always is. Our number here is 800-259-9231, and we're going to continue to tell you a little bit more about what's going on in Detroit. But first, I'm going to take this call here on the AMP lines. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Greetings, folks. This is Dennis.
Dennis.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to chat with you guys about some good developments that have been happening on the political front as things shape up with all the free staters that got elected recently.
All right, do it.
That's good news. I'd like to hear it.
So you may be aware that there was a person that a lot of the Liberty folks were really hoping would become the Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
and,
Bill O'Brien.
Yes, Bill O'Brien.
Right.
And he is now the Speaker of the House.
Right.
Now, it turns out one of the things that the Speaker gets to do is they get to create the various committees that exist in the legislature, at least in the House.
Hmm.
And so Speaker O'Brien has created two committees that did not exist before. There is going to be a committee whose entire sole purpose is to hear petitions for redress of grievances by citizens against their government.
Incredible. I mean, who would have even thought that this would occur?
Well, what does that mean, though? They can hear the grievance, but does it mean they can do anything about it?
They can do anything that the legislature is allowed to do in order to try and rectify the grievance. They can assign monies. They can, if they wanted to, depose judges. They can pretty much do whatever the legislature has power to do. And it turns out this is how the lawmaking apparatus used to work for about the first 40 years of the existence of the state of New Hampshire, that what would happen was people with a problem would come to the legislature, they'd describe their problem, and then the legislature, hearing the problem, would say, okay, the appropriate remedy is to make a law, to get rid of a judge, to force a town to pay someone money in reparation, whatever the situation is. Which is sort of the opposite of what everyone does today, which is we come up with, oh, there ought to be a law, and then you have to dig to find out why.
So you're saying that they did this for 40 years in New Hampshire, and then they just stopped, and they just decided they were sick and tired of hearing people's complaints, and we're just going to do what we want at this point?
Pretty much.
I think the reason they stopped on the federal level, is my understanding, is they just got tired of the abolitionists. Apparently, the abolitionists were just making so much noise trying to get their grievances redressed over and over again that they just got tired of listening to it, saying the same thing, which is, go away. And, you know, that's the reason they got rid of redress of grievances on the federal level. I don't know on the state level.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a great opportunity for shining the light into the cockroaches. It's going to be a great opportunity for every time, you know, something bad happens to a person by the government especially. We have this nice now kind of institutionalized functioning. It's not just a fringe way of doing it. It's a way that will be paid attention to by the media, that kind of has to be paid attention to by the governor, the judges, and all those folks. So that's kind of cool, interesting, and fun. And I'll be interested to see what happens with that.
Well, I have to say I'm interested to see what happens, too, although I'm a little skeptical up front. I mean, having seen what has happened when people have attempted to redress through the governmental system before, for instance, with a particular judge out here in the Keene area who lost his marbles in front of people for no reason whatsoever. One of the local New Hampshire natives actually put in a complaint about that particular judge, and even though he did this on video footage, and it was clearly outside of the rules of procedure for what a judge is supposed to do when he's going to charge someone with contempt. You're supposed to warn people first. He didn't do that or anything. He clearly wasn't following his rules. But the Judicial Conduct Commission or whoever it was that was appealed to basically kicked it back in the person's face saying, yeah, everything's fine with this judge. So you're saying this particular commission would somehow be more likely to do something or what?
Exactly. That's pointing up one of the things that I really like about the structure of New Hampshire's government is that it's very intentional that the House of Representatives has more power than the other branches do on balance. In your case, there's the judicial review people, they were all judges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the judges are saying the judge did nothing wrong. In this case, it's people elected to the House of Representatives who serve only two-year terms and who have very, very small districts, and they're people that, as you learned, it's impossible to get this until you live here. These people who are state reps are just normal people. They're your carpenter. They're, you know, someone you can talk to.
The taxi driver in town is one. I mean,
many of them aren't professional bureaucrats, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And they're people that are really close to the people. So you get a lot more say in that.
Okay, I have to stop you right there, because when you say the people, I just get this, like, ooh, feeling all over. I don't vote. I have voted once in my 20-something years of having the right to vote, and that was for Ron Paul. And when he dropped out, then I voted for Chuck Baldwin just to support Ron Paul, basically. But so that's the one and only time I've ever voted, and I'll never do it again. And quite frankly, it was simply to see how I wanted to promote Ron Paul as long as I could. So that's why I voted for him. But I really don't see that government in any way can be the solution for anything. So I appreciate
you. I would love to have this conversation with you, Michelle, because you're the kind of person that moves to New Hampshire and you're not here. You moved to New Hampshire, but you have no idea. You're completely clueless. It's like if I were to walk into some, I don't know, music studio and I don't play any instruments and say, you know what, instruments are... You have no idea what you're talking about.
I'd like to have you, if you can hang on, you can talk to Michelle about that. Do you have the time?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, more with Dennis here in a moment. And I'm wondering, Michelle, what would it take to get you to vote? Are there criteria that could be...
Clearly, there's some level of criteria.
...could be accepted by you?
Calling her clueless is probably not one of them.
More than enough here. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com Manufacturers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we have there. We've got the listening options, which allow you to call in. We've got our listen lines. You can call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can listen that way. Of course, broadband and dial-up streams available for you around the clock, 24 hours a day, 24 hours a day also on the listen lines. Our webcam is there, the satellite feed, as well as 84 radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show at various times during the week. You can get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. And Mark, if you want to get the latest in Liberty news, our website's pretty good at freetalklive.com, but there's another great website out there too.
FreedomsPhoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. They are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and a relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, we've got Dennis on the line here, and he is one of the people, like the three of us that are on the show tonight, that moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And there's a little bit of conflict going on between Dennis and Michelle right now. Michelle, you had made a statement during the last segment, something to the effect of the last time, the only time that you voted in your adult life of 20-something years is in 2008 for Ron Paul.
Correct.
And that you will never do it again. And Dennis,
did you say that?
Yes.
Yep, that's
okay.
Right. And Dennis is still on the line with us here, and Dennis is one of the more active folks in the political side of things. And the, you know, in the beginning when I made the move here, I had similar thoughts as Michelle. I was pretty burnt out on politics, and Dennis, I told you, you're going to have to prove yourself and, you know, prove that politics is possible here in New Hampshire, because I was pretty set on that it was just a total waste of time. And I think you've, you know, pretty much proven it at this point. I mean, we haven't had a giant government rollback yet, but things have happened here in New Hampshire in 4 years, the 4 years I've been here, that never have happened for the Libertarian Party across the entire country. Like, the aggregate of all of the Libertarian parties across the country could only imagine they would have, you know, had the success that the liberty-minded people here are having, specifically the Free Staters and some of the other liberty-oriented so-called representatives. So you combine the electoral success that you had we had this year with about a dozen Free Staters being elected, around 100 highly rated, liberty rated so-called representatives being elected. And you combine that with the fact that already we had one Free Stater, put forth some legislation last year that repealed the entire or maybe it was earlier this year, repealed the ban on carrying knives. So now it's completely legal to carry a knife. Any old sort of knife, switchblade, whatever, butterfly knife, here in New Hampshire. So that's an increase in liberty in that particular aspect, and it was done by somebody who moved here as part of the Free State Project. So again, you know, kudos to you on that one, Dennis, for I think proving your case to me. But you were saying that you thought Michelle didn't know what she was talking about, and
I think he called me clueless.
So I wanted
to maybe exactly you are.
God, I just love those ad hominems, buddy. They're logical fallacies. Why don't you, instead of calling me names, why don't you pick a topic and let's have a discussion that's civil?
Well, that's what I was attempting to do. So you start
before
off
or after you call me clueless.
Right. You start off on any subject clueless until you learn, until you get experience and information.
You're rather presumptuous to think that I'm clueless about something. What is it about politics, about New Hampshire? You didn't specify.
Well,
about the process?
Well, yeah. So.
Yeah, what?
I'm getting to it. So look, you have not been in a situation till now, till coming to New Hampshire, where the people that get elected are actually going to listen to you, and it's going to mean anything to them, whatever you say, right? Anyone that you talk to, say U.S. Congress or president, as if you're going to talk to any presidential candidates in civil crowds, right? They're not really there to listen to your concerns, and you're going to have zero chance of maybe changing their political philosophy. And that's not the case here.
Okay, actually, if I could interject something, the people that are voted into office are ethically supposed to represent their constituents. So it's a majority over the minority. So if the majority within their area, their constituency there, want X, they are morally obligated by the oath that they swore to represent those people to pursue that. And
that's something completely different from what I'm saying. It's completely different from what I talk to when I talk to the reps. The reason that you're clueless is that you have not spent any time, not any significant time, surely, talking to the people who are elected representatives. And I have to start off by saying Keene doesn't count because the representatives from Keene are both annoying and horribly statist and the very worst out of all 400
that we have. You call people names an awful lot, you know? Statist,
it's useful for
getting clueless.
Have you talked to Representative Weed or Representative Robertson from Keene? They are statists. They're horrible. They're communists. They're very bad men.
Can you tell me how is it moral for you to assign somebody over me to make rules for me?
See, here's the thing.
How is that moral? I asked you a question.
Did that answer your question? It's not moral. Did that answer your question? It's not moral. You've spent several years now having your sense of self-worth be largely based on your ability to talk to yourself about how evil the democratic system is. And you're right. Democracy is fundamentally evil.
No, actually, Dennis, I realized when I was 12 years old and I was elected president to my sixth grade class that process didn't work when my class was supposed to be supporting the Dodgers, and the class across the hall was supporting the Yankees, and we were to have whatever team won the World Series was to have an ice cream social, and the other class was supposed to clean up. And our class lost, and so we were supposed to clean up for the other class, and I was given the option to provide ice cream for everyone. Doesn't that sound familiar? Everyone can have ice cream. It doesn't matter who won or what was right or what was the agreed-to contract. We'll just give it to everybody, and then no one has to lose. And I said no, because we made this agreement. So I was tossed out of office, and the person who suggested that everyone get to have the ice cream was Robbie Elder, was put in my place. And so at that point, so that was 31 years ago. So no, I haven't just been thinking about this for 10 years, but good try. Go on.
No, so you're right. It's fundamentally unethical. It's fundamentally immoral.
I'm not interested in being fundamentally unethical or immoral.
Many years telling yourself over and over again how evil and immoral it is, and sort of building up a almost self-hypnosis about the nature of the people that enter into the process. So much so that I would aver, and this was the case for me too, the first time that I'm talking to reps or I'm sitting in some committee meeting, it's almost like they're in enemy territory. These are bad people. You get this weird vibe. I don't like this. I'm uncomfortable. Because you're telling yourself that over and over again, and you have been for years, that it's immoral, it's improper, it's unjust. And if you can clear away all that baggage from your mind and get down to these are people who really want to make a difference and who got involved but who are horribly misguided and don't have a good, firm philosophical base like you and I do. If you can get past all that baggage and get to the point where you're having a real, meaningful conversation from one person to another person, and I suspect you're very good at that if you can clear away the baggage, you'll find that a lot of these people largely do get it. And, of course, then there's a dozen or so Free State Project members who've been elected and who already got it before they got elected. And I don't think they suddenly became evil the moment they got elected.
So let me give it a shot here.
Let me give this a shot,
explaining it to Michelle, if I may, Dennis. Because of the nature of the fact that there are 400 reps for 1.3 million people in the state of New Hampshire, the representatives represent about 2,000 people apiece. I'm not exactly sure of the numbers, but I know what it is in my area. And what that results in is that they're much more connected. In most states, you're talking about a representative representing tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, so they really do discount the things that you say. A representative represents fewer people, has to pay more attention to the things that an individual says. So New Hampshire, maybe the democratic system isn't ethically the right way to go about getting more liberty for people, but it is the only way to go about getting more liberty for people that seems to have a practical application in the real world. And
I live quite freely, thank you.
I want you to live freely. However, I know that the government is after you, you know? And that has a certain...
Come and get me.
I understand where you're coming from, but I'm
still concerned for other people's freedom. Like, even though I live pretty freely, there are still some things that I can't do. And Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You never did answer the question, Michelle, because you were into it with Dennis there. If there are any criteria that would get you to actually vote for somebody. So I want to find that out here in a little bit.
Okay.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.